Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com. Now,
this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank.
What up, H-Town? Look at the tricky guys in production. Now it's just Joel Blank. Patrick Creighton, under the weather, supposed to be with me all week, gave me a not-so-early heads-up that he was not going to be joining me today. And more on the ball than that, the production people that decided it was just Joel Blank, which also leads me to believe it's going to be Joel and Silent Tyler, because otherwise it would have said, here's Joel Blank with Tyler Scott, just so that Tyler got a little bit more name recognition in the fact that we're going to be talking for the next 3 hours. But instead, Silent Tyler probably set that up beautifully so that he can try and avoid speaking and leave me on an island for the next 3 hours. But we're going to have some fun doing it. Plenty to talk about. Oh, how'd your Astros do this weekend? When I told you I was concerned to start the weekend, I gave you every reason why when they were taking games off, when I said they needed to focus. And now, the objects in your rearview mirror that seemed to be further away in the past are now closer than they even look, as the A's are within 2 games. Yeah, you got 2 with the Rockies coming up, and oh boy, their fans and such we have to talk about along the line as well. But now you've got plenty more to be worried about. And for a team that felt like they had everything that they needed with the exception of relief pitching prior to the deadline, post-deadline, their starting pitching now have an ERA over 4.2 or something like that. They're not going nearly as deep into games. They're not as effective. The guy that I thought should be your ace getting ready for the playoffs, Lance McCullers, looked anything but the part yesterday. And here we go. And oh, by the way, down on Kirby in a ski hat when it's 100 degrees, Deshaun Watson appeared in pads today, had a discussion with Nick Caserio, is on the field, and it just behooves everyone, not just us, everyone, to ask even more questions about what the hell are they doing, why is he out there, and what is the objective. On top of all of that, Teflon John and the crew this morning, minus Lance, got to announce a new lineup for us. So coming Monday, the new and improved ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 will bring you a whole new lineup from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. with plenty to speak about on those fronts as well. And if you missed it at some point, we'll get you the new lineup too. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of commentary as we keep it going in the right direction and get a little bit re-energized as we get ready for Monday and a whole new ball game, so to speak. So, Tyler, tell me your takeaways from the big weekend. I guess we'll start with the Astros before we get into anything else, but I know that you were tweeting as well about the Stros. Just extremely disappointing, and the starting pitching's got to worry you a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't catch... I can't remember what game I didn't watch. I don't know. Either way, it was bad all around. Not a good weekend. I mean, they're not... Apparently, they can't win against teams that are... I don't even know what the Twins are. They're probably above... Are they above 500 right now or no?
I don't even know. I just know they're really bad. I don't think there's any way they could be. They were awful all year.
But, I mean, I think that's been the Astros' case all year. They're not... They play down to competition, and they just... They kind of
It's extremely disappointing to me, and again because it's more imperative now that we pay attention to it, because I know when Pat was here, we were talking about, he was like, it's just one game. But you know how many times it's just been one game where they've basically given away a game because either they were coming off a road trip or they were hell bent on guys needing rest, especially guys that are younger. And you're not talking about the Yulees and the Brantleys and the older guys. You're talking about the younger guys that are just fine, that you know, can get a day off when they get it. But you know what? It goes back to the old school way of thinking, I guess, to some degree. But when you're talking about guys that played through, you know, commercial flights and everything else, all the way to the guys that just took the days off when they got them. But whether you're a Cal Ripken fan or not, and post Cal Ripken, you had plenty of guys that they wouldn't think of taking a healthy day off, especially when your team is in a playoff crunch where they're pushing for best record in the American League. And maybe they were pushing for the best record in baseball as they headed to the playoffs until this little snafu. But I don't think that guys really conditioned themselves in the past to take days off. Now it's almost like players today are conditioned to believe they get days off even when the schedule doesn't say day off. And I think that's an issue in itself. Carlos Correa, for one, this weekend. But you see in so many different instances, this is a team that can't afford to take their foot off the gas. They're in a great position for a reason, but that doesn't mean relax. It means take it to the finish line now, and you're going to find yourself in a really good spot. So there's a lot to be concerned with if you're me. And I think if it's you too, I mean, if you're an Astros fan and you you know, are rational about what you're seeing and what you're going through with this team, it's got to be a bit unnerving to know that the A's are only within two games and they went for broke with the moves they made before the deadline. And, you know, whether they have Laureano or not, they traded for a replacement, whether they knew it was coming or not. And they got their guy. And having Starling Marte in center field to replace Laureano is probably a huge feather in the cap of the A's, as well as everything else that they did. So you have to be concerned about that. You know that the Rays won yesterday, so now you don't have the best record in the American League because you screwed the entire thing up with this series this weekend. And there's a lot of concerns for an Astros team that I felt like was in a position to do anything but be concerned. So let me know what you think. 713-780-3776 as we go along with the show, because there's plenty to uncover with the Astros. You can text the show. You can also call the show. If you text, leave your name on it so we can talk to you directly. And then, of course, you can always reach us on Twitter and on Twitch, as Tyler and I will be interacting throughout the program. You know, other than that, from an Astros perspective, Tyler, look, I mean, the starting pitching is starting to concern me. And yet, it's also a little bit of a concern that the bullpen wasn't able to do what they were supposed to do either. So, it bothers me I have this many concerns about a team that I thought I wasn't going to have concerns about as soon as they shored up the bullpen.
Yeah, Lane's given up. What did he give up? I think this is the first time he's given up multiple home runs since like May. So that's a little concerning. The starting pitching, I don't know what the deal is, what the deal was with it this weekend, but they got to get better. And then you have Montero probably going down with like a shoulder injury or something like that. Came out of the game after one out, whatever it was.
Yeah, and I don't know what it was. It looked like it was like under his armpit, but I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad. I didn't hear the official word. You could tell that he was kind of uncomfortable, but God forbid there's a guy that, I mean, honestly, he was a throw-in in the trade, but he had been pitching well since he got to the Astros, and there's a guy with a live arm, and now suddenly he's probably not going to be available for you.
Yeah, I mean, all the new arms that they got are pitching well for them.
Yep.
It's just it seemed like they were coming back with, in what, three of these games, they lost, what, Friday 5-3, then 5-4, and then Sunday 7-5. So they were able to tack on runs late, but they weren't able to get over that hump. So maybe that's a concern too, but these lineups that Dusty was throwing out there were a little questionable. But I guess he's got to work with what he has. So,
yeah, I mean, it's going to be real dicey, I think, short term, because you remember now it was freezing cold when they played in Colorado, but you lost to the Rockies when their fans weren't available to be dropping N-bombs. But they're going to be at your place now, and that's yet another team you're supposed to beat up on. You're supposed to take advantage of. You're supposed to, you know, put your foot on their neck, step on it, and realize it's a springboard. But instead, it seems to be a booby trap every single time that they play a team like this. And that's as frustrating as anything, too, because you can hold your hat, your head high and hang your hat on the fact that you've been so successful against teams with plus 500 records this season. But the thing that's going to be your bugaboo is going to be the thing that keeps you out of so many different high-ranking positions when the playoffs start, including winning the division, having the best record, whether it be in all of baseball or just in the American League, and having home field when it's such a big advantage for you. When these kind of things keep happening, you can't keep slipping up. We've been on over this over and over again. The schedule right now is so conducive to an Astros team just absolutely distancing themselves from anybody that's on their heels. But just less than a week ago, you had a 6-game lead over the A's in the loss column, and now it's down to 2. So now you can't relax anymore. You can't be giving these guys days off. You can't be saying, hey, you know what? It's your day. Just sit down and take it easy. The fact that he even had to go to Altuve as a pinch hitter yesterday shows you that it's not as relaxed an atmosphere, but I think it was self-induced in a lot of ways. I think that, and Brian McTaggart was kind of, and if you read some of his tweets, it seems to be that there was some insinuation in the conversation in the tweets that maybe Dusty wasn't going along with the analytical approach that the general manager and the baseball staff had wanted in terms of getting more at-bats for Chaz McCormick. And because Dusty, much like he has that security blanket with Rayleigh, he had a security blanket with Miles Straw, that there was some insinuation, if you read some of McTaggart's tweets with some of the people that were having conversation with him, that maybe, just maybe, if Dusty wasn't going to play nice with the management in terms of who he was playing, that management was going to take care of it for him. And that's part of the reason why Miles Straw was traded, so Chaz McCormick can be in the lineup. You can't argue with Chaz McCormick being in the lineup right now because he's putting bat on baseball, and that's important. But I'm more curious about if there's anything more factual to that and if there's substance to that, and then what that means going forward, not just for the team, but for Dusty too. So lots of things that we can kick around on the program. And let's also not forget about the Rockets, who had their Vegas Summer League debut yesterday. And need I remind you of two words, people? Kelvin Cato. Before you start losing your absolute collective minds on this Rockets championship future run because of one Summer League game, let's keep it all kind of on the rails. Let's keep it from going completely haywire and realize it was just a Summer League game against a lot of guys that aren't going to be in the league this year, but it's a good first step. So if you guys want to talk Rockets, we can do that as well. We'll get to that at some point. What I need you to know is 713-780-3776 is the number that you can call. You can also text that number, and we can have conversation. Otherwise, you can get involved in Twitch and Twitter, and we'll get into all that and so much more. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about new breaks, because I had new breaks to the studio up here about 2-3 weeks ago while we were doing a show. In less than 40-45 minutes, they redid my breaks. They did a fantastic job. It was painless, to say the least. And it saved me time as well as saving money. That's what they do. When you save time, you save money as it is. There's a reason why people get their groceries curbside instead of blowing an hour shopping. You can do the same thing with your breaks. And here's the thing that you guys need to know. One, you mention ESPN 97.5 when you go to nubrakes.com. You save 10% off the top. But then you realize that New Brakes is going to do the same quality work, if not better, than any brake shop in town. You don't have to go to the brake shop and be at the mercy of some mechanic and how long it's going to take while you sit in a waiting room. They're going to take care of you while you continue to do what you do. If it's at work, you're going to continue to be at your desk and have meetings and get work done while they fix your brakes. And if it's at home, you could be cutting the lawn, watching a game, drinking a beer, doing so many other things, multitasking while they fix your brakes. Prices are competitive with any brake shop in town, which is also fantastic. And all they do is brakes with certified technicians. So they're not going to try and upsell you on stuff that you don't need or didn't know that you need, that they're going to try and force down your throat. It's fantastic. Check them out today. It's nubrakes.com. And I'm telling you right now, so many of our listeners have hit them up, had the work done, and just rave about the service and the job that they did. Just like me, it could be you next. Check them out today. It's nubrakes.com.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5. The
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank.
Along with Tyler Scott, taking you all the way till 4 p.m. today on a Monday in the big city of Houston, Texas. We are talking about all things Houston sports and otherwise. But, of course, as it relates to Houston sports, we open the show, as we did, with the most pertinent front and center team right now, your Houston Astros, going through a few things, a few issues. Are you worried? Aren't you? Why? Starting pitching. We good? Or we need to talk? Look, I mentioned coming off that Team USA that I really thought was going to win the gold and was kind of disappointed in silver, still, regardless of what medal they won, what you did take note of when you were looking is there's a few guys that are free agents that are dangling off that team that did fairly well that, again, as much as you thought that James Click shored up the pitching staff prior to the trade deadline, there's some guys that might be able to help you, and especially if, as Tyler mentioned, Montero has any kind of an injury that's going to keep him out for any length of time. And again, because we're getting so close to the playoffs, no matter what time he misses, is it going to be too late? And can he come back? Where is Baez and how soon till he's back? But again, it's more than just relief pitching now. Now we're talking about starters. Now we're trying to figure out who are your four top starters getting ready for the playoffs. Like I said a week ago, I thought truly the way McCullers had won 7 road games and had really been pitching lately, he deserved to be called the ace or the number one going into the playoffs. He should be in that first spot. He would be the guy that I'd pencil in on game one of the postseason. I would put Greinke at 2. I would probably put Luis Garcia right now at 3, and I'd put Fromber at 4. Now, I know Urquidy threw yesterday, and there's hope that even though he's had the same injury to the same shoulder twice, that he will be back yet again and that he could be counted on. I'm not so sure. I need to know that a team that had a surplus of really good starting pitching, especially good young starting pitching, and we already know how quickly they moved Christian Javier to the bullpen, and he's having a real tough time in terms of adjusting by how quickly he gets ready, and once he's in a game, how quickly he can bounce back. Because right now, if he pitches, Dusty basically knows to give him multiple innings because he knows at the end of the day, he's not going to have him again for a couple of days. That's a problem. And so you start reevaluating going, I need my four best starters. And if Javier somehow, some way is one of them, and maybe that's in part why he's had struggled with his control a little bit recently, is because he's not getting the ample time that it's normally taken him when it takes him longer than most to get ready to go into a game because he is used to having all the time in the world as a starter to prepare for a game. Look, he was better than serviceable when he was a starting pitcher. If it means relief pitching just isn't his thing, and now because you've gotten so many good relief pitchers before the deadline, he's the guy that you want to move back to starting pitch as a starter's role, and hopefully he's stretched out still enough that he can get back, I'd consider that. Because right now I've got too many concerns about where this starting rotation is, and I can't be dead set on who my top three would be. Because look, Greinke wasn't great in his last outing, and as Tyler said, everybody's struggling with the long ball. They're giving up too many home runs. Greinke's not Greinke, and he already isn't overpowering. And Lance didn't look great yesterday. So I'm interested in what you guys think and where you're coming from in terms of the level of panic and what should be done with the starting rotation, because something's got to be done soon. Because, like I said, the margins are getting slimmer by the day. You have to worry about the A's, and you know you got 6 games in September with them to finish the season. You don't want to be extremely important games, but right now they look like they're going to be. And at a time when your schedule is just screaming at you to just take advantage of the situation and to just steamroll, they're doing anything but that. So the level of concern for me is ratcheted up. I know a lot of you guys get mad that I get worked up and a little too worried, but it's with good reason. I mean, if they had just cleaned the Twins' clock and continued to do what they should do to teams and show their mettle as, being one of the most well-rounded teams in baseball, I wouldn't have this kind of concern. I only have it because right now they just don't look like a team to me that's got it all figured out. So I don't know. Tyler, I mean, where's your, on a 1 to 10 scale, where's your level of concern?
Maybe like a 5 or 6.
Okay.
I think the good thing is, looking at with Bregman coming back in the lineup as early as Tuesday, that's definitely a bonus. You don't have to trot out any of those weird replacement guys. I mean, Diaz probably needs to be in the lineup at this point. You find a spot for him, put him in at DH if he isn't playing the field. I would say pitching is probably number one concern. Bullpen has looked better. You're starting pitching, like you said. Like, they got to figure out giving up the long ball. And especially to bad teams, like, that's not, like, you shouldn't be doing that.
I mean, Donaldson basically missed most of the series. When you're not talking, aside from, like, a Polanco, you're looking at that lineup and going, these are all kids trying to actually establish themselves in Major League Baseball. You should be dominating this team, and you're not.
And then, apparently, that double play that Jordan hit into, that he wasn't hustling down the line, I mean, kind of you get that just because you're worried about his legs. Apparently, he said he was sore, but somebody did mention that they talked to him in the clubhouse about legging that out.
I was going to say, I'm not worried about that being a leg issue. I'm worried that about being kind of a dogging it issue.
Like a mental thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm with that. I mean, look, I think that was far more was made of that than they should have, in the fact that unless he's limping, then he's just not hustling. And that happens. We've seen it in baseball a lot. It's not something you would expect from a younger guy, but it's not something I would put by anybody. You know who does it a lot? Kyle Tucker. So, it happens.
And maybe that's just the way he runs, because we see it in the outfield. Whenever he's playing left field, like, it looks like he's just kind of trotting to go get the ball. So, I don't know.
Now, the Rockies are coming to town. We'll get off the beaten path of the Astros a little bit, because I need to address this. Did you see or hear, better yet, the Rockies fan during the Miami series this weekend, Tyler? Because it's a tad bit bothersome to me that, if you missed it, a fan used a racial slur that was audible on TV when Miami Marlins outfielder Lewis Brinson was at the plate. Bally Sports Florida Mike's picked it up. It was pretty clear. There was an outrage, as there should have been, all over social media, because of the fact that they're wondering, look, you moved the All-Star game here. Where are the finger pointing? Where are the fans to step up? Yeah. How does anybody not say a word, and how does this get by? Then I saw Keith Olbermann, amongst others, say the other part of this is, where are the Rockies as an organization? Where is the enforcement going, we need to investigate this? And by the time they said anything, the game was over, the fans were gone, and they couldn't find out who said it, but they were going to try and track it down. Now, as we go to air, the Rockies say, after their investigation, that they found the fan and that he was actually saying Dinger.
Yeah.
The mascot for the Rockies.
So, like, the whole timeline of this yesterday, I saw it late, probably like 10:30. Ashton, former producer on the network, he tweeted out at his current job that fan said this, and it got picked up by whatever field Mike twice. And then about, it was probably like 12:30 or 1, whenever I'm scrolling Twitter trying to go to bed, and I see the Rockies statement, and then somebody replied to it with a video, and it zoomed in, and the guy is literally looking to his right. He's looking at Dinger, and he's trying to wave him down. And you can clearly see his mouth moving whenever he's saying this. And it's one of the, I watched it probably, no lie, like 20, 25 times. And if you are, whatever word you're focusing on, like, you're going to hear that word.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those weird, like, mental things. It's on, they do it on TikTok and
so are you buying
Instagram.
It?
I think in this case, I'm going to give this guy the benefit of the doubt, because literally, like, if you look at the video, nobody around him freaked out with him supposedly saying the N-word. And the perceived victim in all this, you said Brinson.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't turn around. He didn't get mad, freak out, or anything. And everybody just kind of moved on. And there's another video that, if you watch that one, you can hear that guy say dinger.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also hear it probably about five or six other times from other people yelling at the mascot.
So let me ask you this. Are you with me, though, that before, I haven't seen the video. I know what I heard. Just here, and maybe it's because attention was drawn to it by social media when I clicked on the video. So like you said, I'm actually kind of listening for it.
Exactly.
But it seemed pretty clear when I just caught the television telecast with the audio that the N-bomb was what was said. Now, you're telling me if I saw the video, it would change my mind. And I'm fine with that. I'm just asking you because I haven't seen the video.
And I'm not necessarily, I'll pull it up and play it for you. I'm not going to play it on air because I don't want somebody to perceive us as playing that word on air, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, if you are focusing on either one of those, you're probably going to hear whatever you're focusing on. And, I mean, that's just a weird way the brain works, Joel. That's it. I don't know how to explain it.
Because, you know, we've got people that will lose their mind on me now because of the fact that I was being honest. But I'm being honest in the fact that I was led down the rabbit hole because I was reading tweets in which it was clearly spelled out that this was the scenario. And then I hit play. When I hit play, because of the foreshadowing I read, probably, I'm listening for it, and I heard it. Yeah,
if you're just listening to audio of this, like, that's probably all you're going to be hearing because that's the story that you've read. But if you see the video and the context of everything, and the guys, I mean, be mad at the guy. Like, I don't know. I don't think the guy said this word, but if you're going to be mad at him for anything, be mad at the grown man sitting three rows behind home plate. And you're trying to get the attention of a mascot. Like, come on.
Well, and here's the thing. When we come back, and I don't know if you got the audio yet or not, Tyler, but whether we have it or not, I can give you it as context for how this can all be misconstrued. There was also an incident caught on audio and on television at the Hall of Fame ceremony. And again,
it's a matter of interpretation.
And then direct, like, who said what. So we can get to that as well. We're a half hour into the program. We have lots more to get to. It always includes you. And look, it's a discussion either way. And that's why no opinions are wrong per se. We're just having a conversation. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call and text. Otherwise, hit us up on Twitch and Twitter. We're here till 4, so we're going to be here for you. You be here for us. It's the Press Box, ESPN.
It's true, you really do abuse me.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right. Yeah. Well, I must admit.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank.
You heard the man. Here's the deal. We've been talking about this video that has been making the rounds on social media coming out of the Rockies game yesterday, in which, as we were discussing, at first glance or first audio, based on the setup on social media, whether it's leading you down the wrong road or not, you can hear where there was outrage about a fan potentially dropping an N-bomb. Miami Marlins, Lewis Brinson was in the box. It caught everybody off guard watching it on TV. It was then obviously tweeted and put out there in every format possible. And then as Tyler indicated, he showed me the video during the break. And they focus on the fan. And it's pretty clear it's him. It's coming out of his pie hole. And that he is looking right at the mascot. But the tease I gave you going into the break is it's easy to misconstrue what you're hearing when you're led into the audio. And it's like leading a witness in court. So the other example I was going to get to is during the Hall of Fame ceremonies this weekend in Canton. I think it was Bill Cowher. And Bill Cowher either just got done speaking and he was going to sit down, but they had audio mics that were audible on the stage. And it is pretty clear in the audio. I say pretty clear because it's not as clear cut as the Rockies fan audio, but Tyler has it. This is what it sounded like. Now, it's harder to understand, but it sounds like, essentially, Tyler, let's go to smoke some weed in the parking lot.
Let's go smoke some joints in the parking lot, yeah. And then a weird laugh.
The same thing happened on social media. You were led down a road by the intro to the audio, and then everybody that tagged the audio in the tweets, including Pat McAfee, you are listening for that, so it's almost like you have to hear that. But here's the other thing. You're also led to believe those were mics that were audible on stage, but you don't know that. It could be a mic near the stage where there's people in the front sections that are fans just watching the ceremony. There's a certain, am I wrong in saying there's kind of an accent to whoever said it? But if you're trying to pinpoint who said it and who not, the early indication is if you believe what you read on Twitter, it was a Hall of Famer that was on stage wearing a gold jacket that was picked up, but it could have been anybody. So everybody draws their own interpretation is what I guess the point I'm trying to make. And part of it is kind of the leading of the witness. So I don't know what you guys think. But it goes back to, H-Town Mike brings it up. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Do you see the blue dress or the black dress or whatever when they did that whole exercise? The jurisdiction of whoever listens to it makes their own decision.
Yeah, and there's another one, and this is probably a lot more similar as far as listening to something and you're seeing the word on the screen and like whatever you read, that's what you hear. It was some chick on Instagram where it was like brainwave and then I can't remember what the other word was, but if you read one of those while you're listening to it, that's what you hear. So
yeah,
that's the situation that this is in. And I don't know, I really don't know what's going to happen with the Rockies, whether or not they're just going to be like, hey, we kind of made a mistake. Like, obviously, you don't, I mean, I think even as far, like, as recent as last season, people were saying, like, players were saying that they were getting racist comments from fans in the stands, depending on what ballpark they were at. And, I mean, maybe they should still continue to try and suss out where this came from or whatever, but I mean, yeah, that language doesn't have a place.
No,
it shouldn't have a place in any
major
league ballpark, in any football stadium, baseball stadium, anything like that.
No, and it's going to stir up a lot of people when they start trying to, if indeed with the assumption, right? But here's the thing: it's going to stir up a lot of hard feelings and a lot of issues that still need to be addressed in a lot of people's minds socially. However, if it's not what was said and that's what strikes up the conversation, then do you have to kind of walk back that thought process a little bit? Because it isn't exactly what you thought it was when you saw the first round of tweets, right?
Yeah, and from a lot of the replies to that, a lot of the replies to the tweet kind of explaining what actually did happen or perceived as whatever was, then some of those people are saying, well, just change the mascot's name. Like, they might do that.
Come on.
You never know. They might do that just so that way there in the future, there isn't this type of confusion again.
Isn't that going a little bit overboard?
I mean, I don't think you want any kind of like mascot or anything associated with their team,
right,
that
but it's not
could
like it's
be
one
confused.
Letter off. You know, it's like no, when you heard the play-by-play guys that lost their jobs in Charlotte and in Denver because they tried to justify that they had typed words that were close to the N-bomb that they tweeted or and or said. But here's the thing. I mean, Dinger is pretty far away from the N-bomb. I don't think you got to change the mascot's name. And I'm not going to give you suggestions of what would be closer to a name that you'd have to change. I'm just saying, I think that's going way overreaction if you're going to change the mascot's name now. Can you think of something that's more, I mean, Rocky Mountain-ish? I mean, Rocky? You are the Colorado Rockies. Yeah. You want to call them?
Call them Rocky.
Want to call them Oysters? I mean, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could call them Rocky if that makes it easier for you. But I don't think you got to change, especially if they were people. If the tweets were wrong,
yeah, I don't know. If they want to change the mascot's name, I don't think they're not justified in doing so.
Here's what I'll say, Tyler. If they were, if this whole thing was accurate, right, from the minute the tweet started going out, and this was accurate, they did the investigation and they found that they found the guy, and the guy actually said that word. Then I could see the Rockies in trying to do a complete scrub of everything of how they handle it and how they go forward from this, analyzing whether they should change the mascot's name. But if they don't find out that that was what was said, then I don't think there's anything that says you can stay status quo and be okay, because Dinger seems absolutely fine. Well, hey, it's part of the discussion.
I mean, yeah, who knows?
All right, you want to get Troy in here before we get out of here? Because he's got an Astros.
Yeah, we got time.
Troy, let's go. What's up, man? Astros talk. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? Couple of things. My level of concern is kind of like yours. I'm up around the 7 because you would think at this time of the year the start rotation would be doing nothing but just tweaking a pitch here or there and getting ready for postseason. These guys kind of look like they're going backwards. And I wasn't impressed, and it was bad, real bad. You know, I watch every one of the games, and I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I got a level of concern. It's a little higher probably than anybody else's. And as far as this Miami game, if you watch the video, you would think that's what he was saying. The people around him would have got up like, "Hey, man, you need to shut up or something." But nobody really does that, so I'm not real sure how that really went down. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Troy. Appreciate the call. Look, I've got, there's an idiot in the 409 that gets on me because I bitch and overreact too much. It would be overreacting if it was just the first game coming back off the road trip and they rested Correa and the guys that they rested, and then they handled their business the rest of the series. When you lose a series to the Minnesota Twins, you lose 3 of 4, and if you legitimately would have put a different lineup out there, it could have changed at least some of the results. I'll stick with my opinion, you stick with yours, but it's a discussion, and you can stop bitching at me. That would be fantastic. Troy, we always appreciate your call. Lots more to get to on the press box. It always includes you. We've got Rockets and Texans to talk about, as well as other things. So 713-780-3776 is how you reach the program on the HRNP listener line for calls and texts, otherwise Twitch and Twitter. We'll wrap up the first hour of the program next as we continue to move forward right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real, fun sports. Listening to the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank.
Well, Tyler's got a little update on all of this. And look, it's all part of the discussion. Look, I don't expect everybody to agree. I don't expect everybody to have the same opinion. That's why we do what we do and get paid to do it. Because you guys want to express your opinions. But don't make it personal. It's stupid to make it personal because it's just a story that we're talking about. Tyler's got an update. So, I mean, he can give you the update straight from, is this from the Rockies again?
It's from a guy who I think he is, he's Channel 9 News. No, wait. Nextin 9 News. I don't know where that is. Let's see. That's probably, or Next on 9 News. I assume that's probably somewhere in Denver or whatever. I think he's probably either just an investigative reporter. Doesn't look like he's a sports beat writer, but basically, Rockies got in touch with a guy who yelled dinger. He was trying to get a picture with the mascot and his family. He was there with his wife and his grandkids. He didn't know about it until today when his daughter called him because the seats are hers. So he saw how much it had blown up. He said he's pretty devastated that people heard him the wrong way. He insists that he was trying to get the mascot's attention. He says he shouted it a few times, then the game ended and mascot was on the field. He didn't hear about this until his daughter called him. There was basically Rockies in their whole investigation, talked to AT&T Sportsnet to find out where the microphone was. They said no one on the field, including Brinson, heard anything offensive. So, I mean, this is all, I think, initially, yes, everybody should have been majorly offended by this, and it shouldn't have happened. But being able to kind of look into it more, find out exactly what happened, and it's clearly not what the initial story was.
Yeah, I mean, I think, too, the other thing is it just goes to show what we're dealing with today in terms of it used to be a 24-hour news cycle, and now it's 24 seconds. And it's amazing in 24 seconds how much damage can be done. And sometimes it's legit, and it needs to be done. And other times, it's like, don't you feel kind of like an ass when you're, like, lashing out before all the facts are there?
That's kind of happened with us in the past week.
Has it?
Yeah.
Has it really?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. I think I can pick up what you're putting down. With that being said, I think what we need to put down, in case you missed it this morning, from a station standpoint, because everybody's chatting about it, and everybody has an opinion about it. But we have a new lineup, and it's going to debut on Monday. And it's going to affect all of your listening habits because the shows are about to change. We hope for the better. And we all know that you guys all have something to say about it, but we'll just walk you through what's going on. The bench is going to be the bench. It's going to be John and Lance, but it's going to be Aaron Raybould now producing instead of Dell. Dell is going to slide down a few slots and get some more sleep, as it's going to be the bench from 7 to 10. It's going to be Charlie Polillo and the Charlie Polillo Show from 10 until noon. It's going to be the Killer Bees now with myself and Jeremy Branham from noon until 3. And then it's going to be the Wheelhouse with Cody Stutes, Jake Asman, and Brad Kellner. From 3 until 7. That is the new lineup here on ESPN 97.5. Former intern and man just absolutely grinding to climb the ladder, Andrew Carlson's going to produce the evening show. Dell in middays and Aaron Raybould in the mornings. That is start to finish all the information I can give you. And we're all looking forward to it. And it's a new chapter here at Gal Media. And we're going to make the most of it. I guess that's what I'll say about that, Tyler, if you have anything to add.
No, I'm excited. Obviously, talking about ratings is probably anything that we should be doing on air. But, I think the change is a good thing. To all of our listeners who are upset, tough.
I mean, that, you know, the thing is, and someone just said, texted, where's Tyler going to be? Right where he is. But yeah, Tyler's been completely covered up.
I haven't been a producer in, I don't know how long, a year, year and a half, whatever it was. So I am going to go back to doing what I do on a daily basis, which is...
And then some.
Everything that is not producing. And if there is a need that I need to produce, like I need to fill in for certain people, I'll do that, which I have been.
I mean, you're overly chatty today, but I mean, other than that, yeah, you do, and you do a hell of a job. But I mean, you're the Swiss Army knife around here, and now with AJ leaving, I mean, as the program director, we don't have a replacement program director yet. So Tyler's exactly. That's what I'm saying. You've got so much more on your plate. So, you know, it's like, you know, Pat Creighton's a little bit under the weather today. He was supposed to be with us all week, but we're all scrambling. So I can't sit there and say, hey, Tyler, you know, can you call some people or can we talk about who to get? We're all kind of trying to help out right now as we try and get through this tough time while everybody finds their new home and settles in. And then at a given time, we'll be able to kind of relax a little bit and focus on other things. But Tyler's got a full plate, so he's dealing with what he's dealing with. And every one of us is kind of been given a task to step into a different role to some degree and make it work and have some fun with it. And we're getting ready for football season, and that's what we're going to do. So someone else asked, where's Fred? Fred is still going to be a part of everything that we do around here. He's going to be making guest appearances on all the shows. He's got a lot to focus on with some stuff he's got coming up that he's mentioned a couple of times in terms of the new site, the gambling site, and some of the things that he's been personally very, very entrenched in. But he's still going to be a part of shows. He's still going to make appearances. He texted with me the other night. It was really tough to hear him on Friday talk about, obviously, the end of an era with AJ leaving and then the Blitz going away and him moving on to other things. But, you know, he had a hell of a run, and he's still going to be around, so that's a good thing. So, you know, that's worth mentioning as well so that we can answer all the questions. We touched on Nick before. We got Fred now. We're talking about the new lineup. So everybody's going to have an opinion. And you know what? Change is always something that is tough for people to accept. So I get it. You know, there was a call this morning in which a guy tried to be the godfather and tell the Teflon John Granado that, you know, what he's got to do is whack me. Well, you know what? Everybody's going to, look, you can't please everybody all the time, but we're all here to do a job, and hopefully you guys will still listen in no matter what. We'll have these discussions. We'll keep going. So that's the new lineup. That starts Monday, and we'll go on from there. So it was worth repeating because it's going to be throughout the day as everybody gets kind of settled in their ways. But look, we've got some guys that we know, some new people we don't. For those of you that asked, you know, Jeremy Branham and I are new to getting to know one another, but we did some dry runs. We've had some conversations. I look forward to working with him. I love the work that he's done at U of H. I think he's an up-and-coming play-by-play guy. I think he's obviously a knowledgeable sports guy. And we're going to have some fun doing it. So I think that's the main thing. If we have the right outlook and the right frame of mind, we're going to go forward and have some fun and get ready for a good year. And so hopefully you guys will bear with us and have some fun too. And that's all I'll say about that. How about that? So that's the first hour of the program as we continue to press forward. Lots more to still get to. A lot of people buzzing about the Rockets and their summer league debut last night in Vegas. A lot of good things to talk about, but also some things that I want you guys to kind of take into perspective as we move forward with this young Rockets team. We also have Deshaun Watson on the practice field for the Texans, which just gives you so many questions rather than answers as I continue to ask, why is he out there? And if he is there a purpose? That's something we can talk about in hour number two. And lots more other news around the entire world of sports nationally and locally. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. I've been telling you about them for quite a while, and with good reason, because I believe in them, because they've shown me results, and they can do the exact same thing for you. What do I mean? Well, you know what? Maybe you don't have the energy you once had, whether it be from the boardroom to the weight room to the bedroom, and you need some help because you feel like, I just can't get there anymore. I can't do the things I used to do. Yes, you can. Simply put, all you need to do is schedule that first appointment. Go to ApolloMH.com. Schedule that first appointment. And when you figure out that you are going to go in and most major insurance is accepted and there are discounts for military personnel and first responders, show up for your appointment with an open mind and answer the questions honestly. If they get you to answer honestly, they're going to find you results and put you on a program that gets you where you thought you could never get again. I get a B12 shot every week. I get my blood pressure checked. I do the body comp analysis so I can chart my progress. You can do the same things and so much more. They have hormone therapy for both men and women and so many different ways to get you feeling like you once did. Your health is your wealth. You need to invest in yourself. It starts today with an appointment at Apollo Men's Health. Check them out. ApolloMH.com.
ESPN 97.5.